For the Dallas Morning News, I'm Christopher Wynn. This is part one of a special report, The Death of Botham Jean, Amber Geiger on Trial. Please note, this episode contains explicit language and mature subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
I'm an off-duty officer. I thought it was in my apartment, and I shot a guy thinking that he was thinking it was my apartment.
He shot someone?
Yes, I thought it was my apartment. I'm fucked. Oh my God. I'm sorry.
Okay, and where are you at right now?
I'm in, what do you mean? I'm inside the apartment with him. Hey, come on.
What's your name?
I'm Amber Geiger.
On September 6, 2018, the city, and soon the country, would be shocked to learn the fate of Botham Jean, a 26-year-old accountant who was killed in his apartment by a Dallas police officer named Amber Geiger.
Jean was inside his apartment when Geiger, a Dallas officer at the time, shot and killed Jean after her shift. She told investigators she thought she was in her apartment and that Jean was an intruder.
Within days, the case of an unarmed black man killed by a white officer had sparked outrage and questions, and soon led to calls for Geiger to be fired.
Who are we out here for?
Boom!
Who are we out here for?
Boom!
Who are we out here for?
Boom!
John! Botham Jean!
Botham Jean! We made a sucker.
Finally, on September 24th, Geiger was fired by the Dallas Police Department on the same day Jean was buried by the sea in a cemetery in St. Lucia.
Moments ago, Dallas Police Chief Renee Hall released this statement. It reads, Dallas Police Chief Renee Hall terminated Officer Amber Geiger during a hearing held on September 24th. An internal affairs investigation concluded that on September 9th, Officer Geiger engaged in adverse conduct when she was arrested for manslaughter. Officer Geiger was terminated for her actions. She was hired in November of 2013 and was assigned to the Southeast Patrol Division. She has the right to appeal the discipline.
My name is Jennifer Emily, and I'm an enterprise reporter with the Dallas Morning News.
Jennifer Emily, she's known as Jen around the newsroom, previously covered the Dallas criminal courts for more than a decade. She's written extensively for us about Botham Jean and Amber Geiger.
There are a couple of reasons why this case has captured the public's attention. The first one is obvious. An unarmed black man was killed by a white police officer. It's a story that is familiar. And I think there's a second reason. An innocent man was shot and killed in his own home. I think that taps into a fear that all of us have. Home is supposed to be where we're safe, where we're content, where we can let our guard down. On the night Botham Jean was shot, he had been talking on the phone to his girlfriend, working on his laptop, and getting ready to watch football on TV.
So, Jen, what do we know about what happened that night instead?
We know that around 10 p.m., while the television was on, someone opened his front door. Geiger told police that the door was unlocked. A stranger walked into Jean's apartment and shot him. We know that the person who shot him was Amber Geiger, a 30-year-old police officer who was off duty but still in her uniform. She lived one floor beneath him at the Southside Flats apartments. Strangely enough, it's just down the street from the Dallas Police Department. Geiger told law enforcement that she thought Jean's apartment was hers, and she mistook him for a burglar when she shot him with the gun she carried as a police officer. Now we're waiting for her murder trial, which begins September 23rd.
So I wonder if you can tell me a bit more about who Botham Jean was.
He was an accountant from the Caribbean who studied in Arkansas and landed a job in Dallas. Botham Jean loved to sing and was a song leader at his church.
Let the spirit of the Lord and let it ride. You gotta let the spirit of the Lord and let it ride. Some of us to let the praises of our King and let it ride. Come on, let it ride.
He dreamed of one day returning to St. Lucia and becoming the prime minister.
And you and a photographer traveled to St. Lucia for the news to attend the funeral.
I had the chance to meet Botham's mother, Allison Jean, in Dallas when she came here after he was killed.
I look forward to the next step, which is a conviction of murder of Amber Geiger, and more so of a penalty, the proper penalty that will cause her to reflect on what she has done and the pain that she has caused, not only my son, but my family, my church, my country.
Later, after she returned home, I learned his funeral would be held in St. Lucia, and I asked if I could attend and write a story about it.
And what did you see there?
Botham grew up in a peach house on a hill. It was one of the nicer homes I saw on the island. If you stand on the porch and lean a little to the right, you can even see the Caribbean Sea. Botham's younger brother, Brant, sleeps in what used to be Botham's room, but Botham still had some clothes there and a wardrobe. Their father, Bertram, went through it while I was there and sadly said he would have to give the shirts and pants away.
So, since then, you've kept in touch with Alice and Jean.
Yes, we have spoken several times over the past year. Since I first met her, she has become a voice for her son, speaking out about gun violence and better training for police officers. Now that the trial is coming up, I spoke with her again recently over the phone from her house in Castries, St. Lucia.
Everywhere that Botham went, people told me how much they loved him. I used to tell him that he gathered mothers and fathers everywhere he went. So he had a mother and father in Arkansas. He had a mother and father in Dallas. Everywhere he went, people just adopted him. They just gravitated towards him. That's the kind of person he was.
Is there anything that you hope comes out in this trial?
No, I just want what Botham deserves, which is justice. That's all I want. I don't know that anywhere in the world someone can walk into another person's sanctuary and murder an unarmed person. I don't know where that could ever happen. So I just want what he deserves. Yeah? This is the last way that I believe Botham thought he would have died, and that's the last way I thought he would have died, because he never put himself in a situation where he could come into contact with people bearing guns and shooting and so on. Botham was never dabbled in anything that would ever cause that. So for it to happen to him, it is an injustice, it is wrong, and therefore I just need the court to do what's right.
And Amber Geiger was in her uniform but off duty when this happened, but you do see this as a police shooting?
Of course it is. She did everything as a police officer. She issued verbal commands, she was in uniform, she used her service weapon. She had her police equipment. Everything she did was a police officer. And if she was just a common citizen, we wouldn't even be talking today, because that person would be in jail by now.
So, Jen, will Alice and Jean be at the trial?
Oh, yes. She wouldn't miss it.
And I know neither will you. You'll actually be in the courtroom, and we'll be hearing from you as things develop. Jen, thank you.
Thank you.
Amber Geiger's trial is scheduled for September 23rd. There's a gag order in place that prevents the prosecutors and Geiger's defense attorneys from talking about the case. The Jean family has filed a federal civil lawsuit against Geiger and the city of Dallas, but that trial has not been scheduled. In our next episode, we'll examine the jury selection process in this case. Until then, for the Dallas Morning News, I'm Christopher Wynn. Please help support our journalism by visiting dallasnews.com/audio. We have a special subscription offer there just for listeners. This episode was produced by Benjamin Robinson, Jennifer Emily, Marcia Alert, and Christopher Wynn, with editing by Matt Peterson. Our music is by Jason Reimer. And special thanks to NBC5 and North Colony Church of Christ. Until next time, thanks for listening.